Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning, beautiful morning that we can come to your house and have fellowship with you. We believe that you are in this place and then you will speak to us. And bless your servant so that he can share the word to us in this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today our reading Bible, we get from Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldier under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who follow him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown away into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. I believe some of us has heard or read this story. Or maybe we have heard the message that come from this verse. So, but this morning, I want to share something else from this verse. I really want to learn from the centurion. First of all, who is the centurion? I'm happy I get new Bible, so easy for me to see who is the centurion. This come from Indonesian, but unfortunately, this is not American standard, but English standard version. So through this Bible, yeah, I can get a lot of material. Okay, a centurion, we know that he is a Roman soldier, but he is not like lower class soldier. He is a soldier who have around 80 to 100 people under him. So I can say that a commander like that, maybe. In Indonesia, I think the person who have 80 to 100 people under him, like a colonel like that. Not a general, but around colonel. So it's quite high in the position. What we can learn from this guy? First of all, we want to learn from his faith. When he came to Jesus and he said, "My servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And Jesus said, "I will come to heal him." But centurion replied, "Lord, I am no worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, only say the word." So, he has such a great faith. For example, if someone come to me, "Pastor Slamet, my servant was sick, can you pray for him," like that? And then that guy just say, "You don't need to come. Just pray. Just say something." Oh, brothers and sisters, This is a great thing. He has fully trust to Jesus. Today, we only work between trust and our mind. That make us like have a doubt faith like that. But centurion just focus to Jesus. He know who is Jesus. Yeah. In this case, if we want to have this kind of faith, then first of all, we need to know who is Jesus. So I can say that knowing Jesus make our faith stronger and stronger. That's why when we learn Bible, we try to know Jesus. But of course, like Pastor Ricky yesterday said, knowing by your experience. Some of us come from second or third generation of Christian. What is the problem of second and third generation? The problem is we have a lot of knowledge, but we less knowing God. That's the problem. That's why when we have knowledge, we need to go deeper. How the knowledge become knowing? That's our job. Because without this, then our faith cannot grow. Only we put the knowledge become the knowing, then make our faith grow. Centurion, I can say also like a Sunday school student. He never entered Sunday school. He never entered GIC. He never entered EG. But he has this kind of faith. When he came to Jesus, he just surrendered his life to Jesus. And he said, just say a word. Then my servant will be healed. Thanks God. If we have this kind of faith. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Larry came to Solomon Porch, Indonesia, and he led a healing ministry. And then he really do the same thing with this verse when he offered a prayer for a baby sister. And then one of the sisters said, while we pray in this place, my father cannot wake up because of stroke. And then Pastor Larry prayed. Few days after that, something happened in hometown. And then the other Sunday, the sister told us, thanks God, now my father can wake up. This is a faith. We pray in this place and God do in other place. So there is no small thing in the eyes of God. We just trust him. This is the first lesson. I believe we have heard about this. Second point, when Jesus said, okay, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. I am not worthy. According the social position, the centurion is higher than Jesus. Because the centurion worked for Roman Empire and Jesus is the Jews. But according religious status, a centurion is not a Jew, so they know that the Jews cannot come to Gentiles. That's why the centurion said, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. So he put himself as a Gentile, not put himself as a Roman. That's why he said, I'm not worthy. This show that the centurion have humble heart. Brothers and sisters, a big difference if we read Luke chapter 7. Let us see Luke chapter 7. Luke 7, 44. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I enter your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no water for my feet." So, according to the culture and tradition, every house in that time, they need to put some water in front of the door. So every guest who come forward in the door need to wash the feet. Sometimes they ask their slave to do it, but sometimes they just put the water in order to honor the guest. But this guy, Simon, he is a Jew, and he didn't do like that. That shows us that Simon feel that I am higher than the guest. Yeah? Different with the centurion. The centurion put himself lower than Jesus. Oh, brothers and sisters, this kind of attitude come from where? Come from faith. Why I said come from faith? Because the centurion have faith in Jesus. He know who is Jesus. That's why he humble himself. If we have faith in Jesus, then I believe our attitude will be humble. Not only to Jesus, but to everybody in this place. The small thing, when we have humble faith, humble attitude, if we say hello first to other people. Sometimes we feel that, who are you? Why should I say hello to you? You know who am I? I'm CEO. I am GM. I am. Who am I? That's another problem. Who are you? So, if we have faith in Jesus, so we have humble heart. That's the second point. And then the third point, when I read this story, I really said, I need to learn more from this guy. Okay, let's see. The centurion, according social status, he higher than Jesus. Second point, when he come to Jesus, he humble himself. And then he asked something from Jesus. When he asked something from Jesus, he didn't ask for himself, nor for his family, but he asked for his servants. The word servant comes from the word doulos. I studied this word for 2 months. That's why I know a lot about this word. Yeah? The word of doulos, number one, a person subjective to an alien dominion. Second understanding about doulos, someone who person and service belong wholly to another. Absolute ownership and control by master. Absence of freedom to his action or movement. So I can say that doulos is half of human. Doulos is half of human. Doulos is a person that have no right. That's doulos. Yeah. And then if I have doulos, I can sell doulos to other people. I have read a book called A Child Called It. It means nor she or he. It means something that you can throw away, you can get it. That's doulos. So When the centurion asked Jesus to heal someone, he asked for doulos. Yeah. In Hong Kong, we don't have doulos, but maybe we have domestic helper stay together in our place. I have one experience. One of domestic helper was sick, and then the employer just easy say, go to your pastor and stay a few days. Yeah? Go to your pastor and stay a few days. When you recover it, and then come back again and work. If the employer is SP member, then I will tell Pastor Sam to delete him from SP. But the problem, he is not SP member, so I cannot do anything. So, this centurion is a master for a slave. And he asks Jesus, what can we learn from him? I learned one thing. He has care to other people. He sees someone, not from social status, but because he has faith in God. So he sees someone as the same thing. We are children of God. This kind of seeing that we need to have as a member of church. So number one, he has faith. So faith changed his attitude. Faith bring his care to other people. So brother and sister, we need to learn from the centurion. Number one, faith change our attitude. Faith also bring our eyes to see someone, care someone. I'm happy to see this guy. He hasn't heard about Ten Commandments preaching. We do already. No more in this state. Ten Commandments. But he did great commandment. Great commandment is love God and love your neighbor. He did it. That's why when Jesus saw this guy and what Jesus said about him. Verse 13. And the centurion said, Jesus said, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Brothers and sisters, Jesus praised him. I know that one of human need is God a praise for someone. Yeah. He got it. Praise from Jesus. And second point, he got what he want. That his servant was healed at the moment. That the centurion get from his faith. How about if we don't have this kind of faith? Verse 11 and 12 said, I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the son of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Who is the sons of the kingdom? The son of the kingdom talk about Jews, Israel, that who know God but do not have faith. This is a prophetic word from Jesus. And I believe this kind of word also happened to every unbeliever. Who have no faith, then they don't have place when Jesus come and sit and eat together with us. So faith is very important. But most of them, faith must influence our attitude. Faith must increase our care to other people. God bless us. I invite Kim to lead worship this morning. There are some questions that we need to think through this morning. First of all, how long we have been a believer? How is our faith? Do we trust 100% to Jesus? How is our attitude? And the last, how is our care for other people? The centurion is a good model for us. Let us learn from him so that at the end, Jesus can praise us and we got what we ask for from him.
Oh,
Brothers and sisters, let us use our faith and show our care to other people who are suffering in physical illness. Let's pray for them. We pray in this place. Jesus worked from the heaven and something happened to our brother and sister. Miracles still happen till today. Let's ask God to show His mercy. Let ask God to show His power. Nothing impossible for who believe in Him. Let's pray together. while we pray for physical illness, we also pray for their salvation. We believe that when someone who is sick and he got miracle from God, and then they will open their heart. That's why we pray that Holy Spirit work among them, so they can get double blessing. They get salvation and they release from every sickness. Let's pray together. Keselamatan Bapa, saudara keselamatan Bapa, and then the last, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking job. We pray for them that God will lead them to find the best job for them. Let's pray together. Today is Friday. We have some community prayer, mission focus. We pray for SPSG. We know that Pastor Sam Kim is preparing to move to Singapore. We pray for this preparation and for SP Indonesian. We are looking new place for all IGAPI course, because we cannot use a community center for all cultural activity. We also pray for Kupang mission trip. We do it in 9th of July. We also pray for mission committee, as we know that 4th of July we have mission training. Let us pray for a local outreach. Yeah, this is the way we show our care to other people. And tonight we have SPU, IP, and Yahweh, and then some of house church we run tonight. Let's pray together.
Bapa di dalam surga, hamba berdoa untuk SP Singapura. Tuhan terima kasih, Pastor Singkim boleh pindah. Dan biar Tuhan pimpin supaya proses pemindahan berjalan baik. Bapak, aku tahu juga bahwa tidak bisa ada kegiatan Bapak untuk hal-hal khusus dan sebagainya di. Karena itu Bapak, aku berdoa supaya Tuhan tolong supaya kami bisa mendapatkan tempat yang pas. Tuhan, Bapak di surga, supaya Engkau memberikan kekuatan yang luar biasa Bapa dalam membawa membuat garis-garis misi di gereja ini dan memimpin jemaat untuk bermisi malam ini ada kegiatan outreach Bapa Tuhan sebagai bagian daripada care kami kepada orang lain. Tuhan terima kasih Bapa, berkatilah juga untuk kegiatan-kegiatan lain seperti persekutuan doa juga persekutuan mahasiswa dan juga house yang ada malam ini Bapak. Tuhan, semua kegiatan ini biarlah membuat iman-iman bertumbuh dan akhirnya mengubah sikap dan memiliki rasa care kepada orang lain. Bapak, terima kasih. Tuhan berkati, Tuhan pimpin, Tuhan tolong supaya kami menjadi bagian dari gereja ini dan terus membawa kemuliaan Tuhan saja. Terima kasih.
Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for morning prayer. Thank you for your message. Thank you for the privilege that come and bring our intercession to you. And we believe something happened in our life. Now we will leave this room and then start to do our activity. We pray that your blessing come upon us and then change us to be a blessing for other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.